Takashi Nagai was born in 1908 in the rural Shimane province to a Shinto family. In his youth, he had adopted a fashionable atheism that continued into his years of medical studies. Now, he was at his mother's bedside as she died and later wrote, "I was so sure that there was no such thing as a soul, but my mother's eyes told me that the human spirit lives after death. I could not but believe this." Now, he discovered the writings of Blaise Pascal, who was a famous scientist who passionately believed in God and prayer. As a medical student, he found convenient lodging with the Moriyama family, who had been Catholics for 300 years. It was the atmosphere of the joy in their home that touched him. The angelus bells from the nearby cathedral at Urakami found an echo in his heart. The Moriyamas had a daughter named Midori, who was a school teacher, and befriended Takashi. He saw in her a conviction and a purity of soul unlike anything he has ever known. When Japan invaded Manchuria, Takashi was drafted and Midori promised to pray for him every single day. Now, it was in Manchuria that he endured the horrors of scientific warfare for the first time, treating the wounded from both sides in appalling conditions. Meanwhile, Midori prayed for his safety and for his conversion. She wrote to him and sent him a catechism, which he read. He began to realize that this devoted and beautiful woman and her faith held the answer to the meaning of life. Now, Midori's prayers was answered and he survived the tour of duty and returned safely. It was in June of 1934 that he was baptized, and soon afterwards they were married. Later, a son and a daughter were born. Now, as a member of the parish of St. Vincent de Paul group, he organized a team of doctors to go to the remote doctorless villages, where he found many were ashamed of illness. As the war expanded, food shortages and cramped conditions led to a massive outbreak of tuberculosis in the early 1940s. Now, the X-ray equipment that Nagai used leaked dangerous levels of radiation that caused leukemia. Now, sharing the news with his wife Midori that he had been given 3 years to live, he knelt in prayer with her. He wrote, "Midori's acceptance has freed me. I can now face death because Midori is beside me." They prayed as a family, and Nagai's faith grew stronger through the companionship he and Midori shared from 1934 until that awful day of August 9, 1945. Now, on August 9, 1945, an atomic bomb was dropped 700 meters from the hospital, killing 80% of patients and staff, and leaving Nagai badly bleeding. Now, seizing the moment, Nagai went to the site of his own home. He found it totally destroyed and discovered the charred bones of his beloved wife with her rosary, as she had been praying the Holy Rosary at the time. Now, having absorbed more radiation from the blast, Nagai's leukemia worsened, but still, he served his patients. Dr. Nagai knew Father Kolbe, who is now St. Maximilian Kolbe. Once, he collapsed and prayed for healing to Father Kolbe. He regained the strength to carry on and later learned of St. Kolbe's heroic death in Auschwitz. Now, on November the 23rd, 1945, Nagai was asked to speak at a requiem mass for the 8,000 Catholics killed in the atomic blast. As a physician, sensitive to suffering, Nagai discovered that the survivors had deep wounds of the heart. He had mentioned of how the atomic bomb inflicted the damage of ruining human relationship. Now, the survivors had guilt about how after the blast, they acted selfishly in not responding to the desperate calls for water and help from the dying. Conscious of the power of symbols to help, with a few men, he located the still intact cathedral bell and got it ringing again. The bells of Nagasaki, and with the proceeds, planted a row of cherry trees to raise morale. He also founded a library for children. He wrote, "I want to bring life back to this dead place. I want to make it a blooming hill full of children smiling and singing." The theme of hope pervades the 13 books he authored, most of them still in print, in Japan. Now, in 1946, Dr. Nagai collapsed, and for the remaining 5 years of his life, he was confined to his bed. Even though he remained flat on his back, confined to his bed, he found ways to earn for a living. His last 3 years were spent in a hut built for him by grateful carpenters. Nagai named it As Yourself Hermitage, as in love yourself as others. Now, lying there with his children, he continued his study of radiation sickness, wrote books, drew sketches, and with classic brush calligraphy, wrote thousands of cards with the Japanese words, "Peace forever," sending them throughout Japan and the world. He was visited by the Emperor, Cardinal Gilroy, Helen Keller, and thousands of people. Takashi Nagai died peacefully while praying on May 1, 1951. Servant of God, Takashi Nagai, pray for us.